More metamorphoses. Out of pity, punishment, or jealousy, we have seen the gods transform men and women into animals. Just as they could be as proud and petty as humans, so the gods could be just as motivated by desire. Mortal flesh was as appealing to them as immortal. Sometimes their urges were little more than primitive lust, but they could fall in love. There are many stories of the gods chasing after and transforming the loveliest youths and young women into animals, new plants, flowers, or even rocks and streams. Sometimes these myths can be regarded as etiological, in other words, as offering explanations for how things got to be the way they are. Arachne could be seen as a story that explains why the spider weaves. Melissa tells us why the bee makes honey, and so on, sort of how the elephant got its trunk fables. Certainly the names of flowers and animals that relate to many of these types of myth have come down to us in Latinate names. Daphne Laureola for the spurge laurel, or the common or garden names, Narcissus, Hyacinth, etc.